This is CliffCentral.com.
Everyone knew I would make the team. It wasn't that I was so good that it was a no-brainer. It was that I made the school basketball team the previous 5 years straight. Each year there are tryouts for those who think they should be on the team. See, tryouts are a series of boot camp style workouts where each player hoping to make the team shows up, does their best, and drill after drill. Once the tryouts are complete, the coach thanks everyone and lets them know that the names of those who made the team would be posted outside the basketball gym by lunchtime the following day. At 16 years old, I already had a car. It was an old beat-up off-white Toyota Corolla. It had a few bullet holes on the left side, but my father covered them in white tape. The white tape really stood out on the off-white paint. It cost the equivalent of what would be like 3,000 Rand today. But it got me from A to B, especially places like basketball tryouts, which my father didn't have time to take me to. The car didn't have a radio, so I put a boombox in the back seat. And back then, we had tape players. Yes, there was a period before CDs. So every morning, I would pop in a tape, start up the car, and head to school. On the day the announcements were made about who made the team, I told my girlfriend we would celebrate over pizza that evening. She says no, she had another surprise. When lunchtime came, I didn't even go to the gym. I was that sure. After I finished my final class of the day, I decided maybe I should just walk towards the gym just to be sure. But before I could get there, Mike Pfeiffer came running up to me and said, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry, bro. I'm going to fight for you. This is not right. You should have made the team over Steven." My heart dropped like a ton of bricks. I knew in that moment I would need to come up with another dream. Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm your host, Timothy Maurice, and this is the show exploring the link between brain power and brand influence. I'm obsessed with understanding the neuroscience of getting the most out your brain and how that translates to getting the most out your personal and organizational brand. Before I get into today's show, a quick thank you to everyone who subscribes and shares the show. You catapulted the New York episode to the top three in the country. It means the world to me. Today I want to explore how getting knocked down can become the best thing that has ever happened to you. Joel Osteen said, "If one dream dies, dream another dream. If you get knocked down, get back up and go again." Not making the basketball team at 16 years old was a major knock. In fact, they called it getting cut from the team. And it was a massive cut. The cut through my confidence, my popularity as a teen, and so much more. But over the following months, I began writing my thoughts down while grappling with my cut and the trauma of not playing the sport which I thought would take me to the NBA. In that process, I became a good writer. The author in me was born while I was down. Today I sit with a 21-year entrepreneur who was knocked down by pain in her body at 18, leaving her unable to attend school. While she was sick and bedridden, she refused to quit, though she was suicidal. She fought to get herself back up. She knew her mind was still sharp. Her name is Caitlin Rolla, and at 21 years old, she has started a couple of businesses. While you listen to her story, ask yourself, what can I do while I'm down? Welcome, Caitlin Rolla.
Hi, Tim. It's great to be chatting with you.
So, why do you care about being a young entrepreneur?
Well, a few years ago, I was lying in bed and I could barely move. I was lying there in so much pain that I could barely see the value in carrying on living. I had this pain prevented me from living my life and doing a lot of things that I wanted to do. One of these things is being able to study. Because I'm not the type of person to just lie in bed all day, I started to put an idea in place to keep my mind busy and to give myself more purpose. That is when my idea of starting my house and pet sitting agency and my brand, Katie Cares, came about. I recognized there was a need for people who needed help with looking after their pets when they wanted to go on holiday. And I thought it would be a great opportunity, as I absolutely love animals, and I could see a way in order to get people to actually go and help them when they were going away and give them peace of mind. From there, my business just grew and grew, and I became very passionate about it. And yeah, I basically managed to overcome my health issues with a lot of hard work and dedication. And the business was something that really helped push me through. It's something that I am extremely, extremely passionate about, will always work hard at, and something that I intend to grow. And I have a lot more ideas for the future.
Give me an idea of how many pets you guys look after, and then how many associates or affiliates do you have inside of the business that goes out and looks after these dogs?
Cape Town as well as Pretoria, and we intend to grow. We actually have some clients who have chickens as their type of dogs, basically, and the chickens are very tame. You can go and cuddle a chicken, so they pay our team members to go and actually look after their chickens when they go on holiday. It's great. I think it's about 70 subcontractors and team members who go out and look after people's pets, and we're very busy, so that's really great.
What's your vision as an entrepreneur?
Well, mostly I want to inspire people to be able to become and live their healthiest selves. I want people to be able to see that everyone goes through struggles, but no matter what those struggles are, there is still a way that you can create value out of your life. I mean, I honestly did not see the point in still living, and I managed to overcome that and find things to care about and find things that drive me to carry on, and it actually woke me up as a person and really just see the beauty and the world all around us. I mean, to be able to live fully every single day is such a blessing. I do actually have another entrepreneurial idea which I'd like to start up one day, which has several elements that would contribute to living your healthiest selves and creating this valuable lifestyle, as well as tracking your health progress, which I'm very excited about.
You know what I love is that both businesses help give people a peace of mind. They both ideas. So you genuinely care about people a lot. Why do you think you care about people so much?
I suppose after being in a deep place of suffering myself, it really made that empathy grow and made me realize what it feels like to be that low and in such a dark place. And I found that being open about it and being able to connect with people has really just been incredible, to realize what people go through. And it's really just made me care, because I know what it's like to be in that place.
Finally, if a young woman is thinking about starting a business, but she's not sure, she was sitting across from you right now instead of me, what would you say to her?
I would say, if you have a great idea, be bold and just totally go for it. Do take some time to realize, though, it's a lot of hard work. You will have a never-ending list of things to do. Even if you're on holiday, there'll be something you need to do. But you always also have to stay on top of things. And with enough discipline and dedication, you will be able to create something that is still contributing to a lot of value in your life.
Caitlin, you are amazing. Thank you so much. I wish you all the best in your journey and the projects you're going to start up, the ones you have rolling now. And my final question for you is, give me one really quirky, funny thing about you. Like, are you goofy? Do you, like, trip up a lot? You know, one really funny thing that people can, you know, connect to you on.
I like spiders, if that helps.
Okay, that's scary. We're going to leave now, because maybe you have one in your bag. Perhaps the brain and the body need to be knocked down occasionally. The brain gets a chance to think, process, make connections in the unconscious mind. The next time you're knocked down, maybe you should be grateful. It's probably the universe trying to put you in a place where a genius idea can be given birth to. I made the basketball team the following year, but I wasn't the same. It didn't mean the same. My heart had moved on. I was writing now. Another dream had been born. Thanks so much, Caitlin. Keep following your dream. And you can follow her on Instagram at CAITROLLE, or go to her Facebook page, Katie Cares, C-A-T-Y, Cares. You'll find her website and all other details there as well. All the best, Kate. And thank you so much. We'll be back next week with the next episode.
This is CliffCentral.com.